Deaf and other disabled people will no longer be out of pocket for disability-related costs if they decide to stand in a general election. A member's bill, which passed last night, will allow candidates to access funding for note-taking or transcribing, translating material into Braille or a sign language interpreter. Chloe Swarbrick took over the bill from former MP Mojo Mathers, and she spoke to me earlier this morning.
Last night, Parliament unanimously passed the Election Access Fund bill, which is a really actually quite basic but also hugely fundamental piece of legislation that will establish a fund available for candidates with disabilities to engage in elections, general elections and by-elections, on an equal footing. So essentially just addressing the costs of the barriers that they face that other candidates don't.
What sort of things could this money be used for?
So it will be used for things like New Zealand Sign Language interpreters at candidate debates and forums, at for the likes of Braille translations, also for accommodation and transport costs that are exceeding those that other candidates face.
Because what kind of situation do we have here for candidates with disabilities? How hard is it for people to have their voices heard in the current setup?
Well, I think you can see just from there, if you go back in news reporting for about 10 years ago when Mojo Mathers first came into Parliament, and the absolute fight that she had to put up just to do her job in the House of Representatives as somebody who is experiencing profound deafness. And then you trace that experience back through having been a candidate and having to fork out of her own pocket to pay for interpreters at those general election events. And I think it's also really important that we consider that it's not actually just the general election and by-election candidates that are going to be affected here, but it's also the people who are in the audience. If we don't consider accessibility from that fundamental perspective of those who are running, then we're also not going to be addressing those who are trying to participate as citizens either.
Do you know of candidates that haven't been able to stand because there have been these cost barriers in their way?
I absolutely know of candidates who have sought to stand but have found it financially excessive. And then I also know of people who've just never considered standing because it just has seemed entirely impossible and unfeasible. And I think that's a crying shame when we have official statistics that belie that one in four New Zealanders experience deafness or disability of some form.
Is there going to be extra money once, you know, if you have a successful campaign, once you've become an MP, because I guess these costs don't stop?
This is a really important first step, but it only addresses, as a member's bill must be narrow, it only addresses the circumstances of those who are running for general elections or for by-elections. I think that Mojo's experience and the precedent that she set there is indicative of the changes that must come.
So Mojo Mathers obviously was deaf. Where did you get the inspiration, for want of a better word, for putting this bill forward? Was it from her? Was it something she instigated? And how far actually does this go?
Mojo drafted this legislation actually in her final week as a parliamentarian at the end of her term in 2017, knowing that she was unlikely to get back in. It just seemed like the perfect kind of kaupapa to pick up, but also to ensure that Mojo's legacy wasn't resigned to her own personal experience, but that we continue to unlock the doors for those who come after her. So I think quite frequently our communities who are affected by a lack of that representation are often spoken on behalf of. And I think it's useful to consider the notion of tokenism as enabling the affected community to choose the colour of a car, but forever resigning them to the position of passenger. So this is about handing over control of the wheel.